The uncorking of the pipeline of wisdom, or beautiful adventure and cheerful storytellers, versus the fake education ecosystem. Oh yes. There is no substitute for effective, enabling, and functional education, nor is it possible to learn much under the threat of punishment or low GPA and lifelong stains. As with the other blight that grasped humanity for thousands of years, standardized education will largely remain unchanged, probably never getting better. It will only make promises for after it is already too late to back out or turn things around. Fundamentally, a very easy explanation for this kind of clustered corruption that just seems to grow on top of itself is that it exists because that is the only thing that can exist in that large area. All other efforts were swallowed. Corruption grows because it is fed while being easy, brainless, blameless, and low effort or automatic. In the long run, it is really unimportant what role our genetic predispositions play into this. Are we blind in the face of whatever our elders are blindly propagating? Maybe, who cares? This is not the question we should be asking, as that will only end up feeding the corruption some more. Let's not circle it anymore. If the issue of effective versus ineffective education could come up, and it can't due to sentiment analysis of whatever platform you are hearing this on, if ever hard-pressed, standardized education would simply fly that stupid old banner of
teach the controversy.
Trying to fix standardized education is actually just like walking into a nuclear plant, becoming really pissed off that the nuclear material is just boiling the goddamn water into steam, and that the whole goddamn fancy thing is turning the magnets that generate the electricity. And then, trying to fix it somehow. See, you cannot do that. The nuclear power plant exists because it is a simple steam engine. Standardized education exists because everyone simply gets paid for little more than just showing up and putting on a show. You can't fix it. You have to start from scratch, if you have the technology. In context of nuclear power, you don't have the technology, because whatever else you come up with will require more effort, more maintenance, more everything, where the nuclear reactor actually needs to be prevented from getting too hot. So it gets hot by default, by not doing anything. Ridiculous. But it is so simple that it cannot be beat. That's how corruption works. It's so simple that it cannot be beat. It cannot be improved or extended. It's there because it is simple. Now, in context of education, in just about the last 10 years, narrated books became accessible enough to be a new kind of technology that can, in fact, create a more powerful system of education that delivers even better things than subjects. See, that's one of the biggest differences. Education here is never going to be divided into subjects because it comes from stories. And subject divisions were a stupid idea to begin with. It only helped to defraud the students of their future, as it greatly encouraged everyone to just freaking memorize to pass the subject. But if all you remember from biology class is that mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell, that's bullshit. That's not real education. That's nothing. That's trick. That's proof that you've been tricked into thinking that your impression of education is real education. But it isn't, because it's non-functional. It's disabled. It's inert. You can't do anything with it. Narrated book-driven education, on the other hand, transfers worthy wisdom. That worth is evaluated by all of the world's clear-thinking intellectuals. Intellectuals who come from all the different corners of human reality, of the human condition. Dark corners, happy corners, lucky corners, bad corners, good corners, self-improvement corners, greatness corners, and mistake corners. But it all comes together and converges on wisdom. You see, it is the best that all the different parts of humanity can propagate forward. It is a new kind of technology. Yep. That leaves only one deeply troublesome for parents detail. The uncorking of the pipeline of wisdom. That is, helping young people out of stress and towards serenity, where that wisdom can easily transfer from books into their minds. And that means a life of adventure. That's right. I always said that teenagers had a great wisdom about them. And when they hate school because it gets in their way, that wisdom is trying to get out. That wisdom was the search for serenity, so that they can make room in their minds for education. They couldn't do that when they were forced into standardized education and under the threat of being punished for, I don't know, even just going to the restroom without asking for permission, which is something that would happen, I suppose, in a really terrible prison. More than that, vacation is not a reward, not for a student, not for an adult. Vacation is the normal state of things, and the proof of that is that on vacation you are able to pick up a book and start reading and start learning from that. See, that's what divides a human from an animal, the ability to learn wisdom. If you lose that due to overwork or stress, well, that is not a normal state of your existence. And in fact, it is possible to watch your entire life scroll by without inheriting any wisdom at all, and then wonder, what happened? It's very sad. We must all learn not to be like that. To never say, I can't. I have a job now. And instead recognize that our existence here on planet Earth is finite and place the value of wisdom above everything else. Once you do that, once you are in pursuit of wisdom, you will start crisscrossing every point of knowledge, every line that connects information together. You will become a composer, an artist, a programmer, an entrepreneur. You will become financially independent and never afraid of poverty. And you will learn more and more, and you will build more and more. You will be able to integrate with other people's work, and it will be better than having a successful career, whatever the hell that is, because it will be yours. It will be something you created, not something that you are constantly cornered with in your corner office. Finally, to defraud humanity, schools and religions had to build up a lot of momentum, including threats and miracles such as genius and saints and impressions of success and education, and then make them convincing enough so that parents would just say, go to college, and never think deeper than that. You see, reality is and always will be simpler and more elegant. It is just vacations. It is just adventures and cheerful storytellers that make everyone laugh while sharing their wisdom.